Here is a question that may make you uncomfortable. If you took your law firm's website content, stripped the name and logo, and set it next to your three closest competitors, could a potential client tell the difference? If the answer is no, you have a real problem. And in 2026, that problem is getting expensive. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media. And today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about the content sameness crisis that is quietly draining law firm marketing budgets across the country. More importantly, we're talking about what the smartest law firms are doing instead. Let me walk you through what is actually happening. It is April 2026. A business owner in Phoenix just got blindsided by a commercial lease dispute. They open Google, or more likely, they open ChatGPT or Google's AI overview, and they type, "Best business litigation attorney in Scottsdale." The AI system scans thousands of law firm websites. It reads the content. It looks for signals of authority, specificity, and trust. And here is the critical part. If your firm's content uses the same AI-generated language, the same generic bullet points, the same "we are dedicated to achieving results for our clients" boilerplate that every other firm is using, the AI has nothing to differentiate you with. It picks whoever has the most credible, distinctive human voice online. Here is what the data tells us. The race to deploy AI-generated content in 2026 has created a wave of sameness across legal websites. Law firms moved fast to automate content production. Their competitors did the same thing 2 weeks later. Now everyone sounds identical. 81% of people research legal services online before making a decision. But if what they find is indistinguishable from the six other firms in your city, they default to whoever felt most human, whoever sounded like a real person with a real perspective. And right now, most law firms are not that firm. The sameness problem hits law firms in three specific ways. First, you disappear from AI recommendations. When a prospect asks an AI tool who to call, that AI is pulling from content it has indexed. Generic content is ignored. Authoritative, specific, opinionated content gets cited. Law firms with a recognizable voice and a clear point of view are winning those AI-generated referrals. Firms with templated blog posts are invisible. Second, you fail the validation test. After a prospect receives a referral to your firm, the first thing they do is look you up. They read your content. They watch your video. They listen to whatever you've published. If your content sounds like every other firm on the block, the referral does not convert. The prospect moves on quietly to someone who felt more credible, more like a person. Third, you become impossible to remember. Marketing works through repetition and distinctiveness. Generic content does not stick. A prospect who finds you on a Tuesday forgets you by the weekend. But if they listen to your podcast episode about the exact legal challenge they are facing, they remember you. They feel like they know you. They trust you before they ever dial your number. So what do the law firms cutting through the noise actually do differently? Here's what I see with the firms that are winning right now. They publish content that only they could have published. Content that reflects a specific expertise, a particular point of view, a recognizable personality. The most powerful version of that is audio, a branded podcast. Think about what this means for a law firm. You cannot fake a podcast. You cannot outsource your voice to an AI. When a prospect has been listening to you talk for 20 minutes about the exact legal situation they are in language that is clear, honest, and specific to their world, you are not a stranger anymore. You are someone they trust. We work with attorneys here in Scottsdale and across the Phoenix Metro who have built exactly this kind of presence. One business litigation attorney started a podcast 18 months ago. No production background, no marketing team. Just a clear perspective on what business owners get wrong when a commercial dispute starts heading toward court. Within a year, he was getting consultation calls from people who opened with, "I have been listening to your show for a while. I already know I want to work with you." That is not a lead. That is a client who has already decided. Here's the takeaway. In 2026, the content game for law firms is not about volume. It is not about who can publish the most blog posts or crank out the most AI-generated articles. It is about who sounds like a real human being in a sea of identical noise. For law firms, the fastest path to that is audio. A branded podcast where your voice and your expertise do the work that no amount of templated content ever will. If you're a law firm owner in the Phoenix or Scottsdale area and you are ready to stop blending in, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a complimentary strategy session. We will show you exactly what a branded podcast could look like for your practice and how to start building an audience of people who already trust you before they call. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.